Hey, Don, do you have a Q-tip?
What for?
I want to see what kind of earwax you have.
Well, let's see. Looks sort of brown and gooey. Why do you ask?
You know how more people in the world have brown eyes than blue, and dark hair is more common than fair?
Yeah, sure.
Well, you, my friend, have a very common type of earwax. In fact, as a Caucasian, you have almost no chance of having the other type.
Other type?
Yeah, dry earwax. It's sort of gray and flaky. Most people of East Asian or Native American descent have dry earwax, but people of Caucasian or African descent almost always have the moist type. People from other areas of the world are more likely to have the moist earwax as well.
So what makes earwax gooey then?
One single change on one single gene makes all the difference. If the gene is switched to dry, then the stuff that makes earwax gunk up doesn't get produced.
You know, I've always been told earwax works like flypaper, because it traps dust and bugs and keeps things like that out of our ears.
That's true. Earwax is a mixture of oil, dead skin cells, and a scented substance that comes from special sweat glands in your outer ear canal. Those sweat glands are similar to the ones under your armpits, and scientists have found that people with dry earwax also sweat less and have less body odor.
Well, that fact will stick with me for a long time to come. Can I throw away this Q-tip now?
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Erica Biga Lee with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences program. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.